Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And right now, we do all due respect. Paul, normally Ted or Rich goes first, so I will cede the floor to you.
Okay. Now, this is a very strange story about a 62-year-old man who used to be a math teacher. He lives in England, and he is the father of 65 different children.
Wow.
How is he the father
by
of
the same woman? No, I'm just kidding. That would be something.
It gets very bizarre because okay. It's not by the same woman. It's not by a bunch of different people that he has had amorous relationships with.
Okay, so the only fact that I have so far is that this British man,
who is 62 years old,
has fathered 65 children.
He has fathered 65 children with another 14 on the way, and his goal is to father 100 of them.
That's his goal?
Yes.
He has a stated goal of fathering 100 children?
Here's
somewhere
what he's doing.
Antonio, this guy's like heard about the Antonio Cromartie, and he's like, hold my beer.
Here's where it gets creepy. Yeah. Here's where it gets creepy,
this
okay?
This is where?
So this guy is 62 years old, and his thought is that he wants to give people that haven't had a child the ability to have a child. So what he does is he drives from house to house with people that are looking to be mothers that don't want to pay for sperm in a sperm bank. And he can't give to a sperm bank because he's over 45. And in England, you have to be 45 or younger. So he goes into a van that he drives around into the back of the van. Yeah. He puts his stuff in a cup. He keeps the cup warm underneath his arm, and then he brings it into these people. So basically, he is like Santa Claus for people that want to get impregnated, and he has done this 65 different times.
You know what I equated more to, Paul, is he is like the regular expensive sperm banks are to restaurants what this guy is to a food truck. This guy is like a food truck for sperm.
he drives up to their house and he does it into a cup
does
in a van.
Okay, now let me ask you this. I haven't read the article. Does he know who his prospects are at first? Does he get like a list of people who have maybe been thinking about it? Or does he go door to door like the vacuum salesman?
It's not door to door. So apparently people know about him, and his name is Clive. It doesn't say his
last
name.
My name's Clive. How are you?
He became a sperm donor in 2013, and he felt sorry for people that had not been able to have kids of their own.
This guy's got a pretty high opinion of himself.
Yes,
okay?
I know. I feel really
sorry that you can't have children, so I feel the need to go rogue and make you have one of my children.
Look at his van. There's no windows on his van where he goes into the back and does whatever he needs to do to get.
I don't even want to know what else goes on in that van.
I don't either. The back windows are blocked.
Can you imagine, like, with this story, like, these vans, they have a bumper sticker. If this van's a rockin', don't come a knockin', and the thing's rockin', but it's just him inside.
Oh, it's just
there.
Him.
It's just him.
He's going to town.
I mean, he still doesn't want you a knockin', but it's not what you think it is.
65, 14 on the way. That is insane to me. With all due respect, and he says, like, oh, I'm going to stop once I get to 100. With all due respect, dude, I guess it's great that you're generous with driving around in a van and pleasuring yourself in a van outside these people's homes so that they can impregnate themselves.
My fear is he's created a lot of copycats with your reading of this story.
Oh, 100%.
Like, wow, you think I can just go, maybe I'll go driving around West U today and just seeing if there's any discouraged wannabe mothers out there.
This is a whole lot of time spent. He's not getting a dime out of this. And you know.
Oh, he's not?
He's just trying
to build his brand
right now?
He's
just doing it for free.
He's like these bloggers that just write for free just because they're trying to build their brand?
Yes. I don't know why he does this. So with all due respect, if you're going to do this, get paid for it. And I say this because one of my very
good. You got to monetize.
One of my best friends in college, Nick, and like, very good looking guy, basketball player, all these things. Like, he was
not
6'3".
Not Nick Wright.
No, not Nick Wright. Okay. No. He actually now is overseas. He is a basketball coach in China.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So he would go to the sperm bank to get himself like beer money. And he went a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He went a lot. He went, like, he went probably 30 times or so.
Did he have a very desirable pedigree? Like, it sounds like he does.
No, 100%.
Like, went to a good school, very athletic.
Yes, he was, he would definitely be someone that you would want to, if you were a woman and you want to make your next in your family line, like handsome or beautiful, this is probably the person that you would bring
him,
in.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a breeder, if you would.
Yeah.
And he was getting money for it. So with all due respect, if you're going to drive around in a creepy van with no windows and it's pleasuring yourself at 60 plus years old so that you can give your you-know-whats, your sperm to
your
desirous
boys.
Mothers, at least get paid. That's it.
That's good advice. Let me ask, how much did your friend tell you about the pricing matrix?
He never told me how much it cost.
No. Like how much he got paid.
That's
he
what I mean.
Okay.
He never told me how much he got paid, but he told it. It seems like it was a good amount where he would be good for a couple of weeks.
That's fine. It's genius. I mean, he's probably going to do that anyways. You know what I mean? So you may as well go someplace and do it in a cup and get paid for it. Here's my question to him. Would be, is there a sliding price scale? Like, is there a measure of desirability? Is there a desirability scale? Like, he was obviously smart, and he played basketball. He's very athletic. Like, if it was just some, like, frumpy dude. I represent all the frumpy dudes out there. Would it have been less for, say, I don't know, me, than it would have been for him because I don't have his basketball chops?
You know, it's a great question.
Probably a better looking guy than I am.
I think it's equal.
Yeah.
But I imagine when you go there, they probably look at you and they take inventory of you. And it's basically like the NFL combine when you first walk in.
Now let me just say that if that is the case, I need to know what the menu looks like. I want to know what I feel like I want to have somebody come in from one of these places and evaluate all of the 610 staff to see what their price would be on the sperm market.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. I would be so, so curious to see how that would go. Now, Ted Johnson's probably going to win, son of a bitch.
That's okay.
But at the same time, I would be...
Ted's got some issues. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. But he's a former, you know, NFL player. And
if you're looking to create an army, I would certainly... Ted would be at the top of the list.
Oh, actually, shoot. Now, I'm saying this. I'm joining a show with Seth. And Seth is the Ivy League NFL player.
Yeah.
Anyway, those two probably are going to win in no particular order. I'm curious too, Sean. I honestly got
you your first bit for Mad Radio.
I want to go into the sperm bank and I want to see like what's there and like what is available to me. I honestly just want to know how it works. I don't know anything about it.
I've never been to the sperm bank, Paul, but I've been to the fertility clinic.
Okay.
When I was married, me and my ex-wife were having trouble, having kids. We tried for like a year. That's why we have twins, because eventually we found out the issue was with her. I was a stallion. My boys swam like they were Olympians. But that's why we wound up with twins, because she was on fertility drugs, and you get twins a lot. But to your question about how it, I would imagine it works similarly at the sperm bank as it does at the fertility clinic. They basically, well, for her, for my ex-wife, they had to jam like this javelin in her and inject dye like into her ovaries and stuff. For me, they just put me in a closet with a bunch of porn and said, see you in 15 minutes. And granted, they had to like jimmy the lock to get me out of there. You know, Mr. Pendergast, we only need one sample.
That would take a little bit. That would make me have to stop and like kind of get back to where I was. That knock would. Remember when that knock happened?
Hey, I'm working in here.
It just gives me flashbacks to when I was a kid and the door gets knocked on, and you're like, oh crap,
doing sit-ups.
You know, So luckily, I had a bathroom in my room, but one time my mom definitely came in on me, and I just like I went to the bathroom. I was like, Mom, I was just in the shower. God, why are you sitting in that chair? I was in the shower.
Yeah. Well, I say all this to say, and maybe it's changed because I haven't done a fertility test in forever. Like, I've had a vasectomy, so I'm no longer, you know, I'm the fertility of the sperm bank wouldn't want me, but at least back then. Like, women are fighting for all these extra rights and Title IX and this and that. Y'all need to get a better fertility testing. The fertility testing for men is, I would go every day if they wanted me to give them a sample. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Shoot, maybe.
Get in that closet. Here's some videos.
Paul Gallant here for going to a sperm bank and having
need to find you a
grand old time.
Yeah.
Those 15 minutes could be the best 15 minutes of your life. And if you keep going back, there's going to be plenty of mothers that need children that will have children.
Morning drive. They're going to want to sell you, Paul.
Oh, wow.
They're going to want to sell you.
Yeah. Paul Gallant here. I offer sperm at a low discounted rate. All you need to do is let me awkwardly sit in my van outside of your house. 15 minutes later, I'm going to bring it in with a cup underneath my arm, which is, by the way, what this guy does. That's the weirdest part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, with all due respect, get paid for
that
stuff.
You're a weirdo, yeah. My story is takes place in Hollywood over a series of years in a series of movie sets.
Oh.
Are you a fan of The Shawshank Redemption?
Yes, 100%. Did you see my Instagram post when I announced the job?
How could I? Yes,
I felt like Andy Dufresne.
Yeah,
it was great.
Well, then you are. I would say probably. Is it safe to say you're a fan of Morgan Freeman's work?
I was a fan of Morgan Freeman until today.
The on-screen work.
Yes,
the on-screen work. Yeah,
his off-the-screen work.
His off-the-screen work is extensive and creepy. Morgan Freeman, and I feel like we need to just have a wheel with all the Hollywood names on it, just spin it and see what name it lands on. And go, that could be the next guy right there, because it feels like we get one of these stories every week. The latest to get caught up in the hashtag MeToo movement is Morgan Freeman, who, if he did what he's being accused of, is as creepy as it gets. Well, Bill Cosby is as creepy as it gets, but Morgan Freeman lives kind of figuratively down the street and around the corner from Bill Cosby on the creep scale. He's being accused of sexual harassment or misconduct by 8 women over several years on the sets of his movies or during media events related to his projects. One of the allegations comes from a production assistant who worked on Freeman's movie in 2015, Going in Style. She told CNN Morgan repeatedly tried to lift up her skirt to see if she was wearing underwear and commented on her figure. She says co-star Alan Arkin saw it happening and told Freeman to stop. That's the thing about this. These Freeman stories have a bunch of witnesses to them, too.
Yeah.
So the he said, she said is not shaping up well for Morgan Freeman.
No, not at all.
Another woman who worked on Now You See Me, weird title for this story, claims Freeman also made comments about her body, as well as another female staffers. She says women on set knew to cover up when he was around. Another woman said that Freeman approached her when she was 6 months pregnant, interviewing on a media junket. Freeman said she looked ripe and repeatedly insinuated he wished he'd been the one that got her pregnant. Kind of like your guy here, Paul, in your story.
Yeah.
Freeman's like the on-the-set version of that. Anyway, 16 people, 8 who claim they were victims, 8 who claim they witnessed it, spoke to CNN.
And there are some other weird stories with Morgan Freeman, and I don't know how much stock we can put into all of them, but I remember seeing one story in particular that, again, I don't know if it's gossip or if it's true. Yeah. And the bad thing is that the bad Paul is just imagining Morgan Freeman doing this creepy stuff in Morgan Freeman's voice.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to stifle a chuckle because it's messed up what he's doing. But
I know you'd like to think that I didn't do these things, but the set of my movie is no fairy tale world.
I just miss my friend and looking at your boobs. And it sucks because, you know, we're now in a time where it's horrible. And to imagine all this stuff happening.
Right.
And then you see a guy like this. And for whatever reason, Morgan Freeman has always carried himself with this sort of like regal,
like dignified.
Dignity.
He was the voice of March of the Penguins, for God's sakes.
The penguin marches throughout the South Pole.
Same way I march on the females on my movie sets.
Get busy living or get busy dying. And it's crazy because today Weinstein got arrested, and I saw a story as well about how apparently Brad Pitt told Weinstein if he ever talked to Gwyneth Paltrow again, he would kill him and stuff like that.
Protected.
We're getting
like
all
that.
Sorts of stuff about Weinstein right now. I'm not going to lie. It is to see with all this stuff happening that someone is actually facing consequences for it again in Harvey Weinstein, instead of it just being like, oh, wow, this person, he's dealing with great shame. It is a step forward because someone like Weinstein that was able to operate for such a long time, yikes.
There's an update as of 9:45 a.m. Pacific time on this story this morning. Freeman tells TMZ, quote, anyone who knows me or who has worked with me knows I am not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent.
Oh, man.
He's basically kind of admitting he did these things, right?
Like, yes.
Like when you didn't do them, you stand on the rooftops and say, I am innocent of these charges. When you did do them, you apologize to anybody who you offended by doing them.
Right, yes. And you don't even apologize. I apologize to anyone I might have offended. Right. That's the worst.
That time I lifted up your skirt.
my God.
I didn't mean to offend you when I did that. I was only checking to see if you had underwear because I was on my way to Kmart to go buy some underwear.
I was thinking about whether you were wearing a thong or...
Because I'm the guy who can get you things.
A boy shorts or
whether
something like that.
Whether it's a pound of reefer, a Raquel Welch poster, or a pair of panties.
Ooh, yes, that's true. He did a... You know, that Raquel Welch poster was pretty awesome.
Pretty money.
I mean, speaking of the van, I mean... that cell wouldn't have been that bad.
All right. Thus ends the creepiest version of All Due Respect that we've ever done on the show. Actually, you know what? It probably didn't even crack the top 10. Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.